Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I mentioned this yesterday. I never got to it. I will at the bottom of the hour because it's so important. Now I'm looking for it. I had it right here in my stack. I was just looking at it. I'll tell you, there's just too much information. Where they're admitting that groups are hacking into cell phones and to your computers and downloading your private, I guess, home shot pornography. I guess that's some popular thing to do, and that ties into a Paul Joseph Watson article breaking it down. The TSA is now saying, oh, we're going to take the radiation scanners out. That's not really true. We're going to be breaking that down. A bunch of economic news as well. U.S. companies sharpen job cutting shears as sales slow. I'm going to be getting to all of that and a lot more today in this final hour. But let's go to your calls as promised. I'm going to get to a lot of those before I get into the news. Stephen in Florida, thank you for calling today. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Couple things I just want to cover real quick. First of all, I got a neighbor across the street from me who works at Universal Studios over here in Central Florida. It's a big theme park. And he mentioned to me that they have a parody they're doing. They covered, like, different things in a humorous vein of what's gone on through the year. And, of course, they're covering the political campaign. And so they're portraying Obama and Romney. And they have Obama with a bikini-clad woman and Romney with a real conservative, you know, Mormon-type woman. Anyway... what's happened is they have, like, people that visit there can write comments, you know, handwritten and turn them in as they leave. And he said, overwhelmingly, what has happened is Republican Romney supporters are putting in, basically doing what you've been covering about what's going on with Twitter with Obama supporters. These people are putting in death threats to the people working there, to the actors and such, et cetera, to the point where now Universal's had to actually change. It looked like Obama is the favored one. And so now they've made it kind of look more like they're both.
Okay, I want to investigate this. Is this in the news?
No, he said they don't want it out there in the public because it's, you know, be bad for publicity.
Okay, this is Universal there in Orlando?
Yes, sir. And he's been there 6 years, and he's real reliable. He's on board with what's going on with what you're exposing.
And they have a say that again. What is it? It's cross-dressing Obama and Romney.
No, what they're doing, they're showing guys in suits, supposed to be, you know, impersonating Obama and Romney, and then they have Obama with a bikini-clad woman making him look like a lecherous, you know, fool. And then Romney, he tells the woman, you shut up and just stand there and be quiet.
She okay, says. I misunderstood. I thought, because I kind of halfway heard the first thing of what you said. Okay, so it sounds like it's anti-Obama.
Well, no, actually, because they have...
Oh, like, yeah, because I guess with a modern American, it's cool to have the bikini-clad chick, so Romney's the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. So they've changed it to where now they have both of them wearing the same kind of suit and both of them with a bikini-clad woman. So they
wait a minute, so this is what they're teaching kids, that married men are supposed to be with bikini women?
Yeah, apparently what they're putting forth there, and I mean...
Sounds really weird. What is the name of this? I'll try to look it up. Universal Studios Obama-Romney skit?
Yeah, it's just they do a thing covering what's gone on throughout the year, and they're doing they've been doing a parody, basically, you know, kind of making fun of both candidates. But the way it's been come across, he said it was obvious to people anyway, you know, that it looks like they're favoring Obama. So the Republican visitors coming in there.
Here it is. It's actually on Fox News locally, and it says what you were saying, that Universal Studios Romney skit lauds Obama, laughs at Romney.
Right. But they're getting death threats on the actors. That's the one thing. And on people leaving, if they were supportive of Obama, they were actually writing comments threatening them.
Wow,
as well.
That's not good. Well, I guess the Secret Service has got to look into it. Well, I guess they're busy. You know, my question here, looking at this, is why did they even come up with something like this? It's so crazy that they force feed us this and make, like, politics an entertainment sport.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, now over 130 AM and FM affiliates, WWCR, Global Shortwave, and number one, according to many metrics, when it comes to the free podcast you can subscribe to in the listen section, where it just says listen at InfoWars.com. This is Alex Jones' radio show. That's got the free iPhone apps, links to the free Droid apps that are out there, links to just all sorts of stuff at the Alex Jones Radio Show link at InfoWars.com. And, of course, number one, not just talk show, but many months, number one total on Shoutcast, which is one way we stream. Alexa.com shows that. Again, I'm not bragging. I'm saying freedom is popular. That even, you know, with my ham-fisted attempts at fighting the globalists, we're having this much success. So come on in, folks, for the big win against the New World Order. Speaking of big wins, major airports to remove invasive X-ray body scanners. And this is a win, but not a complete win. We're going to break that down at the bottom of the hour. I've also got economic news I've got to get to, proving we're going into a depression. And again, people say, well, don't be negative. Say things are getting better. That'll spur it. That's in a real economy. Being positive does help things. Outlook is important. When it's a designed implosion, I've had business people go, come on, just say it's a good economy. Well, it's better in some areas of the country, like Austin where I live, but in most areas it's a depression. And lying to ourselves about this is not good. Every metric shows we're in trouble. We're going to be looking at some of that. But right now, let's go to your calls. Going to your phone calls here. Ernest in Washington. Ernest goes to InfoWars. Ernest, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Alex. I was watching you on Prison Planet TV this morning, and I was wondering, if I missed it, did you catch the Donald Trump announcement about offering Obama $5 million for his documentation?
You know, I did, and it is just a total stunt. I talked about it with Joe Curl of the Washington Times earlier, and you've got on the Democratic side, you know, that lawyer running around going after Romney for, you know, testifying for his friend at a custody hearing. And it's just look, we don't really know who Obama is. We know the birth certificate's a forgery, but I was never a birther because you can't, it's just a quagmire. I know Obama said he won't just ban semi-auto rifles. He wants our handguns in the debate before last. I know he told Congress that NATO now runs our military with the UN. I know he's shutting down power plants to make more money for his buddies. I mean, I know Obama's terrible, but I mean, what's your take on Donald Trump's announcement?
Well, I kind of thought it was a smokescreen myself. I thought maybe it was a response to the 4 million copies of Dreams of My Real Father going out over the key states that I just read about. Who knows?
Absolutely. We have had Mr. Gilbert on repeatedly. We sell the film. But he got backers to put out millions of copies free across the country. Yeah, exactly. It's not that he has a fake birth certificate because he's from Kenya. That was the old cover story he put for 17 years in his Harvard publications and in books and everywhere. I mean, it's a fact he said he was from Kenya. His wife's on video twice saying it. But he wasn't from Kenya. That was the old cover story. He's from Hawaii, Frank Marshall Davis' son. I think it's compelling evidence. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Ever since I saw the interviews of, Dreams of My Real Father with you, that just puts everything into perspective exactly.
But again, we can't 100% prove it, so we just have to say he isn't who he says he is. He's hiding his records. And I should have covered the Trump thing more. It broke right as I went on the air, and then I looked at it during breaks and basically have it over here in the stack, and Curl covered it. Curl on air, I have to be careful because I was talking to him off air, and he didn't even say anything off air. It was off record, but once you wear a journalism hat, I mean, I wear a commentator hat, a rant hat, a tirade hat, a researcher hat. It's really what I do when I'm not on air. And I'm talking about myself here. People know why I do what I do. But I more and more have this journalist hat on where people tell me stuff even on record, and I don't want to say it unless they're saying it, because they can say you said it wrong. But anyways, Curl didn't really tell me anything. No, it was on air. It was on air. He said, that Trump might have done this. Basically, he implied for Obama to smokescreen the terror stuff. That was on air because we were talking about the lawyer woman, Gloria Allred running around going after Romney, and he was saying, yeah, she's going after Romney, and this Trump thing might be that too. And a lot of insiders like Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's talked to Trump quite a bit, and others that I've talked to off record, they really think Trump is a Democratic Party operative. That's why he's given more money to Democrats than Republicans. And then he does this to get his casinos authorized in Democratic crime syndicate areas like Chicago. Yeah, not bashing Chicago. We're on in Chicago. Great people, great city. But, I think Chicagoans know their government's a bunch of dirtbags. I mean, I love Austin, but they're dirtbags. I mean, our government's a bunch of crooks. So anything else, sir?
Yeah, Alex, is that he could come up with forged documents for everything else, just like he did his birth certificate, just to get the $5 million.
Yeah, it could be like some public payoff. But I don't think Obama will really even respond to this, because it would be seen as unpresidential to say, here's my records. Look, I've personally talked on air to people that went to college with him. There's news out about saying he's a cocaine dealer. I haven't even gotten to. I tend to just not even get into this stuff because you can't prove it one way or the other. But, you know, Obama, the way he dressed, the way he acted, looked like, you know, he was having a party there in the 70s. A lot of people were. But, again, none of that sticks. I mean, we hear a lot about Romney. Who knows if it's true? But I agree with you. Great points. Let's go ahead and go to Joe in Mississippi. You're on the air, Joe. Welcome.
Oh, the rabble has a magazine and it's shiny.
Thank you. So you're implying it's bad that I hold up these magazines, the printed word. Thank God for the Gutenberg press and for free speech. And it's horrible that I sell magazines at cost and I get really, really excited imagining millions of people reading these and physically holding the articles that have big color posters inside. If you like shiny stuff, look at that big shiny poster saying you are the hope with the V for Vendetta guy in it. Pretty evil. Anything else about magazines that are shiny there?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about the magazine is the poster in the middle. It's absolutely brilliant, and you guys did an excellent job during the money bomb. Very riveting radio.
Oh, I thought you were teasing me talking about a shiny magazine.
Oh, no, I was being a Lord Banker.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, no, I mean, people do get mad at me for selling anything. But you know what? I didn't even plug this last hour, but it really hit me. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. I have privately thought about how do I pitch this magazine that sold out the first issue, close to selling out the second issue, but also subscribers. How do I sell it? Well, I go, well, what's the truth? Why did you do the magazine? And I thought back to like 6 months ago when I was first wanting to do it. Well, it was really years ago I wanted to do it, but really got earnest on it. And it was because imagine giving these to people to wake them up and imagine getting a year subscription for your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, your pastor, your neighbor, the local library, the local police department, the local county commissioners, the state house. Everybody should get subscriptions, 13 issues, $59.95. That includes the shipping. One time, bam. And give it to the library. A lot of people do that. And then the library, you may get dozens to read it. We're going up to 60 pages now. And that is just a fabulous idea to give this as a Christmas gift or a holiday gift. I'm sorry, caller. I'm going to shut up. Now that you're being serious, what'd you call about?
Well, I called in about the debates. I totally agree with you. I watched the first two, but I couldn't even make myself watch the third one. It just made my head hurt. And I watched the third party debate yesterday, and it was very refreshing to seeing the breadth of topics that they covered. The spectrum is just refreshing.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch the third party debate. I probably should have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing groundbreaking or anything, but it's just interesting to see the vast difference there is between the controlled debate and the third party debate.
Who did you like the best?
Out of the third party debate?
Yes, sir.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, that's probably one reason I didn't watch it is, number one, I wanted to hang out with my children a few hours. But number two, it's just this stuff gives you a headache after a while. But some of them, like the socialist and people on there, I mean, you know, I just don't need to hear any more of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But he was fiery in the debate. It was very refreshing. And he got a lot of applause. But what's frustrating is the fact that, you know, I tell people about how this whole thing's controlled, and it's so fun to be fooled and to go along with the winner. And that's it.
It's a bandwagon thing. They want to feel like, oh yeah, my team's going to the Super Bowl. Why are you making fun of sports? And it's like, man, you're a chump.
Yeah. I mean, I explained it, and I know for a fact that they understand what's going on, that there's two sides of the same coin, but apparently it's just too much fun to be going along with this.
By the way, John Baum, one of our reporters, one of the radio producers, his mother was at that in Chicago. We should have your mom, John, as a reporter. She's coming in Friday. Isn't your mom a journalist? Excuse me, your dad's an award winning one, isn't he? What he's won? What's it called? A Peabody. Hey, where's my Peabody? I don't know if I deserve one, but Edward R. Murrow Award or something, but I think some of my crew does. I think Dan Vedandi deserves a Pulitzer Prize. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I nominate him for that.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We have to psychoanalyze ourselves, and more I'm becoming conditioned. Every week or so, I see articles where the police go to the wrong house and shoot a little kid, or shoot an old lawyer, or kill a county judge, or shoot a mama, and then they don't even get in trouble. It's like wrong house, kill everybody, shoot people, throw a flashbang in, set a baby on fire. That happens. I see that story routinely where they throw it in the crib or throw it on a little kid and burn them up, kill them, half kill them. And it just shows, you know, I'm not here airing it every day. Or it might happen 30 times before I even cover one of them. And that just shows how I'm becoming conditioned to just accept it. Yeah, you know. Now they're saying they're going to have SWAT team raids for just regular warrant service, not even high risk. And it's the message of men in black are coming to kick down your door and drag you off. Doesn't that scare you? Aren't you scared of the government? Let's go back to your phone calls. Dennis in Alabama, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I drive a truck, and every time I pick up a different trailer, I put a sticker on the back. And when I'm out of stickers, I write it in the dirt on the back door. So, Infowars.com.
Beautiful, my friend. That's how you get the word out. But don't let the TSA see that at a checkpoint. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I haven't seen one of these checkpoints yet, but I don't know what to do when they pull me over for no reason and want to, you know, I got nothing to hide, but I'm not into that stuff, you know.
Well, here's the deal. If you just search the TSA highway checkpoints or things like that, they're having them all over the country. The biggest area is Tennessee and surrounding states is where we've seen like half of them when I see it in the news. But you could run into Marines. You could run into Army. And a lot of times, this traffic backed up for miles. I mean, it's like a holiday to make everybody wait. Governors and people get upset, but they just keep doing them. But we got to keep pushing back. They're trying to break our will, trying to condition the police, everybody to accept it. Yeah, there's an article. What is that out of Forbes? The TSA is coming to a highway near you. And first, they try to do commercial vehicles. They're also trying to just stop everybody now. And discretion's the better part of valor. It's good to have a camera, it's good to videotape it, and it's good to educate them. Wow, you know, what happened to the 10th Amendment, states' rights, and, you know, sworn police officers aren't supposed to set up random checkpoints. Are you looking for somebody? I mean, is there a bank robbery in the area? Do I fit the description? What is your emergency? And by the way, you're not even a sworn officer. And then just be real calm with them. And you know, because at first they'll try to act like, you know, you're doing something wrong. They'll call over a cop who'll try to act like you're doing, and just go, hey, guys, this is America. This isn't funny. And as soon as you're not intimidated and start laughing at them, generally they just say, get out of there. Move on. Move on. They want to get the next person. When patriots act scared and act freaked out, it's over. You're going to jail for something. I mean, I'm just like, wow, you really want your kids growing up in a country where there's checkpoints on the highway? You really, you know, the border's basically wide open and you're using this to harass us. I mean, they just start getting preached at. And believe me, in the checkpoints I've run into, and I've run into quite a few of them. I mean, the cops are just like, well, one time they knew who I was. It's on video. And they go, oh, yeah, the Serbs are going to invade, Alex. Get out of here. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I never said the Serbs were going to invade. But, I mean, there they were running a checkpoint in Kyle on I-35 with traffic literally backed up 20 miles. And then later, I called the police chief about it. This is a long time ago. And the police chief spokeswoman at the time said, well, it was a federal grant. And then the legislature had to get involved. They were doing these all over. It was like 10 years ago or more. Time just flies. But, I mean, there's your answer. Now, obviously, if you're a truck driver, you're commercial, so they claim you've waived more of your rights. But, you know, I mean, next, are they going to say you got to lick their boots because you don't have any rights?
A weapon, too. And what do you do when they ask you if you got a weapon? You say, yeah, they're not going to take my Glock away from me. You know, what are they?
Well, you know, that's the problem. It doesn't matter if the state law says you can have it. It doesn't matter if you have a reciprocal concealed carry. A lot of cops are good people and actually like the concealed carry and know it means you've been through a bunch of background checks as much as they have, so they'll leave you alone. It's not really the police you have trouble with. It's these TSA people. We've seen them in California and Dallas and places get in the face of TV trucks. I mean, you know, TV station pulls up. Because they got a checkpoint going at a bus terminal or train station or highway. And the TSA, there's been newscasts. They'll march over and go, what are you doing? Well, we're here. No, you're not. You turn that off. And then they'll call cops on them and stuff. I mean, it's just power mad, power grabbing.
Well, keep it up, man. I don't have time to get on the computer much, and I just get a lot of my information from you guys. And just keep it up, and I'll keep putting your name out there on the back of these trailers.
Well, God bless you. You sound like the guy saying, just come on into Motel 6 and we'll keep the light on for you. Can you say that? We'll keep the light on for you?
As long as they don't come knocking on my door.
We'll keep the light on for you.
We'll keep the light on for you.
You got it. Hey, Dennis, you got a great voice. I wasn't making fun of it. I actually like it. You just sound like the Motel 6 guy. Well, you could have a job in voiceovers. We'll be right back with more calls and a bunch of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Okay, look, I'm going to go to more of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to hit some news now, go back to your calls, then get into some of the economic news we have yet to get to. But Pointy Toes, that's a nice nom de plume. Sean Muhammad's calling from Pakistan. I hadn't even noticed that somebody was calling from a foreign country, or I would have gone to them earlier. Let's go to one of those calls. Oh, let's just go to a few calls right now, but real fast. And then I'll get into study. Vast majority of homemade porn, private photos, ends up online. Smartphone app now used to snap photos of you. So I'm going to get to all of this. I meant to cover it yesterday, but I promised to get to it. And also, is it a full victory against the TSA that they claim they're bringing out the naked body scanners out of the major airports and moving them to fry people at smaller airports? That's actually them now covering all the airports with them. But I'm going to break that down. It's here in my stack. I will get to that in the economic news here in just a moment as we break down what the globalists are up to. And knowing is half the battle. But a Muhammad in Pakistan, listening via an Android cell phone to a free app, you're on the air, sir.
Hi,
Alex. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. How can I serve you today?
First of all, you are a great person. You are my hero. I've been following you for last about 5 years. And I really pray for you that God make you successful in your fight against the Zionist, globalist, New World Order.
Well, I know this. I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for people's prayers. So thank you for your prayers.
And thanks very much for waking me up. And I am a Pakistani guy. Please beg my pardon for my poor English. Might not speak.
Are you kidding? I can't speak Pakistani. I'm always impressed at how many people from overseas can speak English. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Alex, I have a very basic education. I have only high school education in Pakistan. I'm from third world country in a small little village. If I can get awake, why can't these my American fellows get awake? This is what surprised me.
Well, let me ask you a question there. Do they put sodium fluoride in high levels in your water?
Not really.
No. Do they feed you GMO? No, your government won't let it in. Does the average person there watch the high-tech brainwashing that emanates out of Hollywood? The answer is no. You guys have not been conquered, in history, except for brief periods of time, so you're also fiercely independent people. I'm honest here to tell you about what it is to be Pakistani or Pashtun or Afghan, but everybody knows. Who knows anything? Even dumbed-down Americans know that. And Americans who used to be pretty similar to people like in Pakistan, rugged, individualistic, and ready to get in a fight in a minute, we've now been domesticated scientifically. So I don't get mad at my fellow zombie Americans. I feel sorry for the late, great USA, and I want to restore the republic and have America be the greatest exporter in the world again and have everybody love America again instead of being the heart of the globalist empire.
Right. Absolutely. You are absolutely right. I've been following you on TSA. I've been listening to your interview with General Hamid Gul. You've been doing a great job. I love you, patriotic guys, Jesse Ventura, Webster Tapley, Gerard Serente. And this is my only basic education. I'm not a very highly educated person. I've been joined planetinfowars.com. I've been writing some articles there. Just want to send a good message to the whole patriot Americans that I am in love with you. I'm a true Muslim guy. I'm not Al-Qaeda or anything. I am a true Muslim. I'm not Wahhabi. I'm not Shiite. I'm not Sunni. I'm just Muslim. That's all. And humanity comes first. Religion comes afterwards.
Absolutely. And I mean, all Islam saying is there's one God and that we should all, love that God and be at peace under God's rules. Instead, we're under the New World Order's rules, which no one can deny is absolutely satanic and is the enemy of all free peoples. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Sean in California, and then we'll go to Tim in Nevada and others. Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to comment on yesterday's topic because I have firsthand knowledge about this. There's a former Clippers player by the name of Keith Kloss who openly, through some strange circumstances, I became very good friends with this guy, and I'm not going to air his dirty laundry on how that happened, but this guy openly tells me that the games are not so much fixed, but they're guided heavily, and the referees are the ones that are doing the guiding.
Okay, well, let me just stop you for a moment. I'm not saying you're a liar. I don't really follow sports. I don't know who this Kloss guy is. I don't know who you are. So you could call up and tell me that Marvin the Martian's fixing, NBA games. I have no doubt that stuff goes on. That's why we had the guest on with the fixes in. But obviously, that's circumstantial, so I really can't have you go any further with specifics. I mean, the way the call should go, because, again, we don't screen your calls, is, hey, I'm friends with a professional athlete, and they tell me that it's more guided rather than fixed. So, what is your view on all this?
Well, my view on this is I know that he's gotten blackballed from the game, and now he plays in China. I mean, it's like...
Okay, specifically, though, give me your take on how you're saying things are guided versus, saying this guy's name.
Well, I guess I'm saying I completely wholeheartedly agree with you that everything is based around the money game, and if you make waves, you're gonna get canned.
But how is guided? How do you guide it but not fix it?
What you're instructed to do by certain referees is to put different degrees of enthusiasm in your game, foul other players on purpose, and the referees are the ones who are kind of in charge of steering everything.
That's what my guest said to me really off air, but also some on air in the TV interview we did, was that it's the refs are who everybody goes to. They're like the little crime bosses.
I completely agree. That was my point.
Now, you've got to have it always compartmentalized with executive fraud. That's the only way to engineer it. You can't have the, you know, trying to get the players to execute it all. That's why you see so many bad calls. That's why I just don't watch it. I mean, it's and again, folks, I used to watch sports. I know a lot of people like them. I get it. It's just that it's empty. You know, you're leaving a friend's house after watching a day of sports on a Sunday, and it's like you just haven't had a life. You know, I mean, go hiking, go mountain biking, go for a jog, go out and drink beer with friends. I mean, I'm not saying go out and drink. That's better than just sitting there watching TV drinking. You know, go help homeless people. You're like, that's boring. No, it's empowering. Or go paint a picture, you know. Not saying go drink beer. You know what I mean? I'm saying it's just there's so many things that are more empowering than just sitting around all day watching things that don't matter. I mean, you listen to this show. We are a spectator society, but I'm here dedicating my time. It's not canned. It's live. It's real. You're really hearing what I have to say. I have guests on. We're not screening the calls. And you're going to learn about stocks and bonds and gold and silver and geopolitical things. And I mean, I'm telling you, this is what people that are successful do. They're out there researching things as well. It's loserish to just be into entertainment all day. You're supposed to do entertainment sometimes to blow off steam. Like, I'm probably too far to the extreme. Right now, I've rediscovered Gilligan's Island, the three seasons. And I always liked it when I was a kid. And I didn't get to watch a lot of television when I was a child. We were always busy doing stuff, or I might get to catch it every once in a while when it was on. So, you know, I've been kind of guilty pleasure with my children. I don't watch a lot of TV, usually educational stuff. We've been watching Gilligan's Island, and I mean, it's so healthy. Just with the gender roles and the messages and how they all work as a team, and it's funny, it's slapstick, and it's so simple, and it's good. And it's not that I'm some throwback. I watch these new shows. They're designed to screw you up. And I could instinctively tell you that, but I can go show you where they're funded by the Department of Defense, different agencies to do it. You know, anti-family, anti-God, anti-private property. Yeah, see, I tweeted that last night while I was watching Gilligan's Island. I said, I wish modern TV was not a scientific attack system. Marianne, very nice lady. And anyways, I sent that out. It was the episode where it was called Two Gingers, where they're watching Ginger do a play, and Marianne falls down and hits her head, then wakes up and thinks she's Ginger. I mean, that is just hilarious, man. Anyways, I'm sorry. People say, well, you're just you know, corny. You're stupid. You just don't get all the modern stuff. No, I get it. It's no attention span, mindless trash. And I mean, I can watch mindlessness. It's just none of it's weaponized against me. I could probably watch football if there wasn't globalist messages during all the breaks. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is meant to hurt us, is my point. Gilligan's Island, they were just introducing people. You know, television been around 20, 30 years, and people wouldn't put up with that type of garbage. You know, people call it wimpy to be against drones or be against murder or be against killing. You know, it's cool to be into death. The people I know from World War II, Vietnam, Korea, who actually killed a bunch of people, you know, or saw people die. I mean, I've told the story. My grandfather, they would go into town in East Texas, and he'd take my dad to, you know, see a movie or something. And if there was mild violence in it, he'd get up and leave. And I'd say, no, we're not watching this trash. And he was not really a worldly guy, but he was well-traveled in the world. And he'd seen kids starve to death, you know, during the occupation when they kicked the Germans out of Italy and things like that, and, like, you know, been there and actually given his food away almost all the time and lost a bunch of weight just because he couldn't stand seeing little kids starve to death. But see, nowadays people just, oh, that's those kids starving. You know, I'm telling you, nowadays people wouldn't give their food away probably. And I'm not sitting there building up my grandpa. The point is that he would never let anybody throw away food. People say, like, you know, the old timers, you know, don't waste that food. Well, that's because from the Depression and stuff, folks, you didn't eat sometimes. And I'm already digressing. I said I'd get to this news. It's just that people that've seen a bunch of violence, it's not fun to see it. Like, I've seen some violence. I've seen some bad things. And nothing like somebody's been in a bunch of combat, and I don't think it's funny. And I just noticed how there's so many empty, cowardly people who are into violence, like a extension of them, but when push comes to shove, it's all ritualized. I see this with guys who'll start a fight with you, because, you know, because you're mild-mannered and polite at first. They'll kind of come on, and you're like, all right, let's go. Then it's like, then they back off when they see you turn on. Okay, I'm ready to beat the living daylights out of you. To the, you know, all the way, buddy, let's go. As soon as they see, no, mister. I just wanted to sit here and show off in front of my wife and act tough. I didn't actually want to actually get this going. And I just don't understand that. I mean, you know, this is a real world we're in, ladies and gentlemen. We're real people. We're really alive. I was listening to Dr. Stan Monteef last night driving home at about 6 o'clock on Genesis. And I knew everything they were saying was true. They were reading the studies about the blubber in whales in the Pacific Ocean off the U.S. coast is up 2,000%. It's bioaccumulating, and how it's bioaccumulating in us and how they're chemtrailing us with it. And I just was getting, it's just like, my God, I'm in a scientific dictatorship being sprayed. And then I felt completely guilty even coming on air talking about the stupid election. I mean, it's just all beyond anything I can imagine. And it gets worse and crazier by the minute. And I was listening to Dr. Stan Monteef, who's a medical doctor, and I already read all the studies he was talking about, and he was just listening for like 45 minutes because I was in traffic. Well, I was doing a, doesn't matter, I was doing an errand and then traffic. But the point is that for 45 minutes I was listening to this, and I knew it was all true, and I knew listeners tuning in to 90.1 in Austin, a lot of them probably like, oh, that's just what that guy's saying. Because you're not going, I'm an award-winning medical doctor and author and researcher and blah, blah, blah. He's just on there reading these studies on there. And I'm listening to it, and it's like making me angry. It's like I'm under assault, and it's like the government's God flying around up there spraying us and killing the wildlife and hurting everybody, and I'm tired of it. And then I don't even get mad at cops and bureaucrats now when they're trying to oppress me, because they're victims too. They're just idiots. I'm like, you're an idiot. They're poisoning you. Don't take the vaccines. You know the sodium fluoride is meant to dumb you down. Go read a study. Then don't ask to search my car. You got kids. You got kids. Yeah. Well, you better go look this up. You know, I mean, and it's not like I'm some hero telling them this. What am I supposed to do? You're not a hero, folks, speaking out against this. You're just trying to survive. You understand that? See, I just had flashbacks to that last night, listening to for 45 minutes. As he just listed study after study, study with his guest. And I'd looked at all the studies, and I knew it was all true. And I'm just like, and my instinct was get home, sell everything, and go to the Southern Hemisphere. Because they're not running most of these programs in remote areas because it's not cost-effective to wipe out small groups. And then I got home and looked at my four-year-old daughter, who is the image of innocence and goodness. And here I am launching this whole operation, living here, sworn to stay here and go down with the ship. I don't know if I can live up to that pledge. I mean, I think I'm in a definitely moved, but there's no, and it's not like there's any safe political country to go to, but there's places where they're not spraying aluminum dioxide on us. And they were going over all the stuff it's doing to people and the numbers and the neurological disorders and the lung disorders and the lung cancer exploding after cigarettes went out. I mean, it is just off the charts how they're killing us. And it's all just the standardization, normalization of killing us. And I am not going to sit here while they murder my children. I am not going to do it. I want these people arrested. I want people to wake up out of their trance and to do something about this. Stop watching sports and stop acting tough all day. I mean, look at these stacks of articles right here. Look at these stacks of articles. And I've got a whole nother stack on them right here. Going over all of this, you can look up cancer clusters, and it goes over all of it. In fact, I had the guys print me a whole bunch of articles about cancer clusters at the airports, and then I thought I had it together. Oh, God, with my stack here. We're going to have to skip this break. I've got to cover this information. I said I'm going to do it. I know it messes the network up, but I'm skipping this network break. Guys, I know you gave me a big stack of cancer cluster articles, and I know it's here in my stack. Just start putting them on screen. AP, Reuters, all the ones you gave me. Because I want to just put them on screen. I know you printed them. I had them in here like 30 minutes ago. It's mixed in with all these IRS can't travel articles. Oh, here it is. I found them. Never mind. I found them. See, this stuff gets to me, folks. I mean, I literally got lightheaded there where I was just ranting a little bit. I got lightheaded. It's like I'm like overwhelmed. I mean, you know, it's like almost fainting. It just comes in on you when you don't have a governor that blocks out all this stuff and you really know reality. It's like what the? I mean, it's overwhelming. They're killing us. They're scum. They brag about it. They got patents on it. The White House science czar writes books about it. I've got one right over there, and they're doing it to us, and they think it's funny. Bill and Melinda Gates, all of them. Here it is. Cancer surges and body scanner operators. TSA launches cover-up. And it just goes through all the different mainstream news articles and government documents and documents obtained by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, and how for, you know, well, at that time, 8 years, it was a couple of years ago, it's been 10 years now, and they put them in Boston Logan. Look at this headline. And TSA says Boston Logan cancer cluster not due to scanners. They admit there's an off-the-chart cancer increase. And so it goes over all that. And so I thought I would just give you the rest of the story here on this today, because they are announcing major airports to remove invasive X-ray body scanners. And there's a bunch of lies here. Okay, the headline is truthful, but it's deceptive. They have been ordering the backscatter. That's a different type of radiation that they say is safe. They said these old ones were safe. The other type may even be worse because it vibrates at the exact frequency to break DNA strands, which is the number one cause of cancer because you start having mutations. And it's a type you can't even really get around with even nutrition and other things. It's very serious. And it's the same thing with the cell phones. It sends out the same thing as the cell phones, basically. And so people are mad about them saving the naked images. So then they lied and said, we have a computer program that overlays it and we don't save it. Turns out they were saving it. Turns out the overlay they say you see is fake. It is being recorded and they pass them around and make jokes of them and put them on the internet and go up and ask movie stars to sign images of their genitals. I mean, you know, that's all been in the news, a pack of criminal liars, okay? I mean, it's an enemy operation. Of course they lie to us. To them, they're just killing cockroaches. But the TSA minions themselves, here's the big enchilada. The reason that they are pulling these out of the big airports is because they in the last few years, I've talked to TSA on and off air, they call them in, and this was later confirmed in FOIA releases, and they say, are you concerned about radiation? Are you concerned about, you know, the invasive pat-downs? And if people say yes, they say thank you, then they pink slip them a few weeks to a month later for something else. They start writing them up. Okay? And then they bring in people that will. So the thing is, the TSA wasn't bad 10 years ago. They weren't even bad 6-7 years ago. It's getting worse now because they're going to use them as the takeover arm. And I've had TSA agents come to my protest, you know, retired ones and people, or people that got out because of it, and they said it's horrible. They're robbing. They're stealing. Well, all of that has come out. But what's happening is because flyers are telling them about the radiation, I know I do it, and because it's coming out that it's lies, this is 1/1,000,000,000th of the radiation from a cell phone, like the Las Vegas guy told me last year when he was trying to put me through the ringer. The TSA are watching people get cancer around them. They're watching people with nosebleeds and teeth falling out and cataracts. And because again, Congress has demanded for 4 years that it be tested. Then they lied and said they had. Then it turned out they hadn't tested. Then they did fake tests. Then they lied and said John Hopkins said there was no radiation when John Hopkins' real report actually said it will give you cancer. See, when a report comes out from John Hopkins saying it gives you cancer, with their head radiology scientist saying it, doctor, their response was John Hopkins says it doesn't give you cancer. Kind of like Monsanto with aspartame in the 70s, couldn't get it approved. So they just took out all the monkeys that died and used the monkeys that didn't die and said, and then falsified the report to get it approved. And so what's happening is they can, this is a huge victory for humanity. They cannot get dumb enough people to kill themselves as TSA agents. All they can get now is pedophiles and perverts and pure criminals that know they're getting radiated but are so evil because they get to exercise raw, mindless, idiotic, embarrassing power and rob people. Some get jobs because they want to rob prescription drugs because they're drug addicts. Everybody who's worked in medicine knows that, you know, beautiful women will come in and say, pull out all my teeth because I want a bottle of painkillers, you know. You know, drug addict women will do anything, you know, for the drugs, sex, you name it. Well, it's the same thing for men, and they've been caught over and over again, literally thousands of times, and everybody I know that's flown with any type of addictive legal prescription, it ain't in your bag when you get off the plane. They're going to steal it, because a lot of them, because I've profiled them, as I watch the news, I research it every day, and I see the patterns. The biggest group are drug addicts that want to steal your prescription. That's your sleeping pills, painkillers, whatever the case is. That's why they really go crazy and take people that have just had surgery to a private room. Everybody keeps wondering why they take them there. It's to get them away from their bags. Because now they're reporting, yeah, they took my bandages off and kept me back there for an hour and I missed my flight. And then my painkiller. Well, of course, they see somebody who's coming through and they go, I just had surgery and you got bandages on. Baby, there is going to be some Vicodin or some other painkillers in that bag, you are getting a strip search, and you're getting your stuff stolen. So that's what's going on here, is that they're getting cancer, they're dying, and so they're going to move the really high-powered machines out to the small-town airports to kind of rotate it to people that hadn't had any scanners to begin with so they can so they can get cooked for a while and figure out they're being killed, okay? That's what's happening there. But that's a lie, too, because the new scanners radiate you just in a different way, okay? It's a different type of slow-motion disintegration ray. So that's what's going on. So, see, there's a full-spectrum analysis, but it does show that incredible heat is coming in on them. We've known for a long time they're phasing out the classic X-ray because there's so much medical research. Everybody knows X-ray. Oh, by the way, they won't get them approved. They won't even get the monthly technician. See, if you work in a hospital, doctor's office, wherever, monthly, a private third-party firm has to come in and get calibrations. And that's a good reason, because if it's not calibrated right, a regular X-ray can become lethal. That's why they've had so many of these MRIs killing people, because they weren't calibrated right. I mean, they're already high-powered, but you don't calibrate them right, the hair falls out, you know, that day, and then you die of a brain tumor 6 months later. So you're in there around medical equipment, so also they cannot have them certified. They won't have them certified by outside third-party firms. They just say, we wear blue, you know, monkey outfits. We're God. There's going to be no testing. That's just the way it is. And then people start dying of cancer. Okay, we'll just get these to the older, you know, smaller airports that didn't have them. Let them figure out, you know, take them 10 years to figure out it killed them. Oh, we got the new safe ones. And then by the time they figure out those are killing them, oh, here's some new ones. See how this works? And it's just dealing with criminals. Governments run by criminals and all their horrible criminal mindsets. And this is how they do it. This is how they operate. So it's really not a victory. It's a small victory in that they're having to spin the fact that they're moving these out for safer scanners. They're doing it because they've got a mutiny on their hands. And I've got this from sources all over the place, and it's in the news, over the cancer. Okay, you think you're getting radiation? The TSA agents are dead. They're killing themselves to live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.